Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In the past few weeks, many Kroger stores have featured Kentucky Proud heirloom tomato plants, which were generated by Lucky Clover Farm in Madison County. Here, co-owner Joe Farmer on why these plants are unique.
Heirlooms are just older varieties of tomatoes that people have handed down from family to family. They're open pollinated. They've never been truly cross-pollinated, although they can change characteristics from growing. They're known for their different flavors and ways of growing, shapes, sizes, colors. The Cherokee Purple, which is probably the most famous heirloom from Maine to California, has got a delicious flavor. It's a purple tomato, very unique.
With co-owner Gina Michike, Farmer says they produce value-added Kentucky Proud products, and that side of the farm has grown significantly.
Everybody talked us into maybe taking the next step, so we went through the USDA new program called Farm Start. That was put on by the Madison County Extension Agents and University of Kentucky. So we went through that program, and they kind of encouraged us to go commercial food licensing. So all our food is tested through the Kentucky Food Innovation Center at University of Kentucky. We have it all tested there before we put it on the shelves.
And Kroger's now features a few of their Kentucky Proud products under the Lucky Clover Farm label. We'll be right back.
Behind every Kentucky Proud product you buy, cook, or use, behind every farmer's market.
We're the Paul family from Parison.
We're the O'Briens.
We're the Turners from McLean County.
Whatever you're shopping for, whether it's beef, poultry, pork, dairy, vegetables, fruit, or anything else, there's a Kentucky farm family working for you.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Joe Farmer says they process many of their Lucky Clover Farm value-added products at a commercial kitchen in Jackson County, which itself, through various grants, continues to expand.
In the grant, they put in for 3 commercial food dehydrators. We've had great success with our heirloom tomatoes and drying them, so we're going to try that on a commercial basis. And it's just straight Kentucky tomatoes dried, no salt, and we hope to have that on the shelves this fall.
Jams, jellies, granola, dried tomatoes, Lucky Clover Farm continues expanding its product line. And about that name,
kind of a tribute to my grandmother, who was always able to walk any kind of yard or field in Kentucky and come up with a four-leaf clover to the amazement of all the grandkids. So that's kind of the origin of the name of the farm.
To learn more about their plants and products, you can do an online search at Lucky Clover Farm and get right to them. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.